to us. Let's go to John chapter 12. You might want to keep your Bible with you. We'll look at several scriptures tonight. But I want to look in John chapter 12. Jesus is at Mary and Martha. Lazarus has been risen from the dead there, and Mary is anointing the feet of the Lord. Start reading in verse number 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, "Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor?" This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, "Let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always." Verse number 9, much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. Dear Lord, we thank you for the privilege to be in service tonight on Wednesday night, and I thank you for everyone that is here. I pray, Lord, that you bless your word as we preach tonight. I know that your word is already blessed and anointed, and I pray for that special blessing and that special anointing that touches us where we hear a word from you, God. God, that's right on time and right in the season for us. And I pray, God, that you would let my words be like apples of gold and pictures of silver. And I thank you for it tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing and honoring the word of God. I want to look at this about verse 9 where he said, "The Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead." Now, I know there's a song named this, but I want to preach tonight just simply on "Somebody Ought to Testify." Do y'all know that song? "Somebody Ought to Testify." I know it's kind of a little bit upbeat song. Praise God, somebody ought to testify. Hallelujah. Has God been good to you? Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible said that the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus to death also. They've been talking and what I would say is conniving, getting together to put Jesus to death. And they did put him to death. Thank God. But the Bible says that they wanted to put Lazarus to death either. I felt like that the Lord dealt with me and said, "Are you a threat to the devil? Would the devil even know if you died?" Amen. They wanted to kill Lazarus too because he was making such a difference in the people around him through his testimony. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a living testimony. We serve a living God tonight. Hallelujah. He's not the God of the dead, but he's the God of the living. Glory to God. He said of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob, "I am not the God of the dead, but the God of the living." And he always has a remnant that'll serve him. Amen. Testify, to testify to the goodness of God. They was plotting. They was getting together there. Amen. Lazarus was now a threat. Not only Jesus was a threat, but now Lazarus was a threat. Because God had done such wonders in his life. I want to tell you tonight, God has done wonders in my life. God has done miracles in my life. I thank the Lord because that by reason of him, many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. I believe that God wants us to be like John the Baptist. Amen. Who is a light. We're not that light, but we are a light. Amen. To cause men to come to the light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The moon is just a reflection of the sun. Amen. The sun is shining on that close whatever, whether, amen, scientists want to call it a planet or whatever they want to call it. Amen. But that the sun shining there and it's reflecting down on the earth. Amen. God created it that way, and God creates our life to be the same way. Amen. That the Son of God would shine upon us and we would reflect the glory of God and others can see. Amen. The glory of God. I thank God. Amen. I've heard them say, amen, that look at a picture, and I don't want y'all to turn around. I don't see nothing hanging. Y'all can see that hanging up there. But you know, a picture, amen, hanging on the wall. Praise God. And I've heard preachers, I remember our pastor for a little while. Amen. He always told us, he said, you're the nail behind the picture. Hallelujah. You're the nail. Nobody sees you, but they see the picture. Amen. But you cause the picture to be held up on the wall. You're the nail that holds the picture. Amen. That causes people to see the glory of God. I want to be the nail. Hallelujah. That holds the picture. Are we a threat to the enemy? Are we a threat to the devil? They consulted that they might put Lazarus to death also, because that by reason of him. Amen. I want to talk about this. Praise God. Are we a threat to the devil? Amen. I'm talking about a testimony. That's all Lazarus had, was a testimony. That's all he had. God raised me from the dead. Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. He is the Son of God. Amen. And many of the Jews, they wasn't following Lazarus, but because of his testimony, they was believing on Jesus. Now I want to tell you something, brother and sister. We've got a testimony. Amen. And don't let the devil ever talk you out of telling it. The Bible said in John chapter 4, we know these scripture, where Jesus came to the woman at the well. He said, give me to drink. Amen. And he said, if you knew the gift of God, and he said, go call your husband. Y'all know the story. I don't have a husband. You're right. You got five. Amen. Oh, you must be a prophet. Amen. He said, I'm the Messiah. The Bible said, upon this, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? Verse 28, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, come, see a man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know that word come. Can we say come? You know, come is in the Bible. That is a powerful word that God has used. You know, when Noah went in the ark, God didn't say go into the ark. God said come into the ark. Hallelujah. You know, when Peter stepped out of the boat, amen, went walking to Jesus, the Bible said that Peter said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come to thee on the water. And Jesus saith unto him, come. Hallelujah. We know the scripture in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. I just want to talk to y'all tonight about, amen, a testimony. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Does anybody have a testimony tonight? Somebody ought to testify. Hallelujah. Praise God. But this word come, Matthew 11, 28, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. John chapter 7 and verse 37, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. This spake he of the Spirit, which was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Hallelujah. But this word come, you know, we're to say come too. Haven't you ever read it in the book of Revelation? The Spirit and the bride say, come. Hallelujah. And him that is athirst, let him come. Him that heareth, amen, let him say, come. And whosoever will. Ain't you glad for that? Whosoever will. Glory to God. It's not based on who we are. It's not based on our nationality. It's not based on how much money we have. It's not based on who our parents are. Amen. I'm telling you, anybody that'll walk down the aisle and give their heart to God, or kneel by our bedside, or cry out to Jesus and give their heart to God, God will do great things in their life. The Bible said that she came, went her way into the city, and saith unto the men, come! Hallelujah! Praise God, I'm talking about a testimony tonight. Come see a man that told me all that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Sister Bobby, I never read where she went to Bible school. Sister Bobby, I never read where she joined up. Amen, all these steps, amen, of witnessing, and I know that's wonderful. Now I want to tell you something. If you don't have an experience with God, all of your knowledge is worthless. But you can have no knowledge but an experience. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not putting down knowledge tonight. The Bible said his people was destroyed for lack of knowledge. Amen. But I'm telling you, God can take somebody who knows nothing. Glory to God. Knows nothing. I remember hearing about this preacher. He read the scripture where Jesus led him out into a desert place, and he was young, and he couldn't read real good, and he said he led him out into a desert place. And he said, I'm going to preach tonight on sweet places in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I heard of Brother Curtis about that preacher who talked about Jesus. It said he was an oyster man. Amen. He was talking about, he read that. He said Jesus, he was an oyster man. He would dive down and get the pearls. Amen. He read that scripture and he read it wrong. It wasn't even right. It's not even talking about that way. He said he'd dive down and get those pearls. But they said somebody got saved at the close of the service. I'm talking about this woman may have not had her PhD. Amen. She may not have had a degree, but she knew how to testify. I want to tell you something, brothers and sisters. Something more than a fancy sermon. Something more than a fancy song. It's somebody that can stand and say, come see a man that changed my life. Come see somebody that'll be better to you than anybody else in the world. He changed my life and he made it brand new. I'm talking about testify. Come see a man that told me all the things. Is not this the Christ? What happened? What happened? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. Come on now, you know, in the meanwhile, his disciples prayed, Master, eat. You know what happened? Jesus said at the well, oh, church tonight. Amen. I feel it burning in my soul. Amen. They all went to McDonald's. Jesus was sitting on the well. Here they come back with their, you know, dollar burgers. It had to be. They was preachers. Amen. Oh, God help us. Or whatever. Red Lobster. Amen. Just depends on what your ideal is. Here they come back with their lobster tails. Amen. Or their steaks. Or whatever. But here they are munching, coming back eating. Amen. Whether it was dollar burgers. Amen. Taco Bell. Amen. But they went to the city to buy meat. They went, amen, to the restaurant to get some to-go bags. Amen. Here they come. Master, eat. He said, I got meat to eat that you know not of. Hallelujah. They said, did somebody give him something to eat? He said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. He said, say not there yet 4 months and then cometh harvest. Behold, amen, look up. Hallelujah. Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are what? All ready to harvest. Amen. I can see Jesus, Sister Bethany. Amen. Is that crowd's walking down the road. Amen. They're munching on a burger. Amen. Or eating French fries or whatever. And Jesus said, lift up your eyes. Get it out of the plate and lift up your eyes and look. Here comes a crowd. The harvest is ready. It's not 4 months and then comes harvest. I will tell you something, church. Amen. We don't have to wait on revival. All we got to do is obey the word of God. If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Somebody ought to testify. Hallelujah. God's been good to me. I thank God. Now there's no way Brother Doyle Turner knew what I was preaching tonight. Amen. But he got up here and testified a while ago. It wasn't pre-planned. I didn't say that. I should have said something before church, but I didn't say nothing, did I, brother? He got up. I didn't tell him, say, hey, I want you to get up and say something good or nice. But I want to tell you, sometimes we get up and testify, and all we do is bring glory to the devil. Amen. Come on, church. That's not a testimony. Praise God. A testimony is not glorify the devil service. A testimony service is to bring glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah! Now I'm going to tell you, I've had some hard days. I've had some knockouts. Amen. But I don't want to give the devil 1 ounce of glory. Now you listen. Amen. We know what happened to Job. We know. It wasn't even God's idea. It was the devil's idea. Have you considered my servant Job? Take everything from him and he'll curse you to your face, is what the old accuser said. The devil is the accuser of the brethren. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And what was I talking about? Job. Somebody was listening. Job said, come on, y'all know the story. The devil did it. The devil's the one that did it. He touched him there. And the devil is so tricky. He didn't come with his forked horn and say, I got you, Job. No, what did he do? He sent his neighbor. The Sabines come and killed the servants and took all the livestock. Oh, well, the next one, here come. No, fire fell from heaven. Now listen, God uses things in the Bible. Amen. He has ways of working. And one of the ways that God worked was fire falling from heaven. Well, the devil used that trick. He wanted Job to bless his cattle. He lost his donkeys. He lost his children. Amen. And I'm preaching on somebody ought to testify. Job, let's hear you testify. He said, blessed. Hallelujah. He said, naked came I out of my mother's womb. Naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. What did he say? Blessed! Woo! Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Wait a minute, Job, you're on the bottom. I still gotta testify. Amen. And there's nothing but amen, praise in my heart and mouth. I'm talking about testifying. Amen. Lazarus had such a miracle happen in his life. This woman here had a miracle happen in her life. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for that saying, for the saying of the woman which testified. Glory to God. There it is. Testified. Amen. Hold on. I got to go back to Job just for a second here. Can you imagine how that old devil felt when old Job got him? You know he was doing that. He thought he really had him. The devil really believes if he backs you up enough, you'll give up. He really believes it. And it's happened to a lot, but he really believes if he puts the pressure down on you hard enough, you'll give it up. He really believes it. No, old devil standing over there in the corner looking at Job. And Job begins to bless the name of the Lord. Didn't even bring up the devil's name. Hallelujah. He had every right to go complaining about the devil. He had every right to say what, but he didn't even say nothing about it. Instead, he just started blessing me in the name of the Lord. Amen. I can imagine that old devil. Amen. Was quite hot. Hallelujah. Under the collar, as they say. Up in the north. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's telling me about. Amen. Sister Bethany's cousin up there in Maine. Amen. Got caught over on this man's property hunting moose or something. Lived up there in Maine. Amen. Said it was about 40 below zero that day. Said freezing. They was out. I'm talking about the lakes was froze over. Said that man caught him over there on his property. Amen. And he said, I'm getting, you know, he was walking him off there from hunting. And he said, man, mighty cold out here today, ain't it? He said, not me, mister. He said, I'm a little hot under the collar. Hallelujah. I can see the devil a little hot under the collar. If you know anybody from the north, they don't use their R's. Amen. Hot under the collar. But anyways, praise God. I'm telling you, the devil, amen, you failed again. I want to tell you, church, the devil may stand in glee because he done backed you up in a corner. Oh, God. Hallelujah. But Job said, the Lord gave it to me. The Lord took it away. Amen. But blessed be the name of the Lord. His wife said, curse God and die. He said, what shall we receive good at the hand of God? Can't we receive evil at the hand of God? Said, you speak like a foolish woman talks. Hallelujah. I'm talking about testifying tonight. Amen. This woman testified. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Samaritans that were coming to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. But listen, I want you to get this before we move on. Amen. So then said, and said unto the woman, this whole city got the woman, amen, together, said, we want to tell you something. Amen. We sure did enjoy that testimony. Said, but we got something to say. Amen. Now you're not the only one that has a testimony. Now we got a testimony too. Glory to God. Amen. Now we believe not because of your saying. Amen. For we have heard him ourselves and know that this indeed is the Christ, the Savior of the world. I'm telling you, I've heard some good testimonies. And I thought, amen, growing up in church, amen, I thought, my Lord, what a testimony. What a testimony. Praise God. I heard them talk about getting off drugs. Amen, talk about being drunk. Heard them talk about being in sin and God delivering them. Amen. You know, you're raised up and you thought, my, what a testimony. Amen. I've heard them tell about God healing them. Hallelujah. Thank God. Stirred my heart, Sister Bobby. I remember one sister years ago, she went home to glory before, amen, before I, you know, early when I was young. Amen. But she used to stand up and testify and shout every time she testified. And she'd say, I was born in the fire and the smoke won't do. Hallelujah. If it'd get a little quiet in the service, she'd testify 2 times. I'm talking about shouting and praising God. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. I enjoyed those testimonies. I remember one old Indian lady, Choctaw Indian lady. She would testify, and every time she testified, she'd say, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I'm talking about poor, lived off of Indian commodities. She had a sister there that, amen, lived in sin. Amen. Her sister died and she was the one that got the check. Amen. What are they going to do? Amen. Lo and behold, the Choctaw Indians found out about it and built her a brand new house, Sister Doris. And I'll never forget that first service she come back in. Amen. She's a shaking and a shouting. Amen. She probably couldn't even hardly read. Amen. But she said, I've said it so many times. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But now I know it's real. If you'll seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. And she lived in a brand new home that the Choctaw Indians built for her and never paid a dime for it. And they brought her meals every day. Hallelujah. Took her to her doctor's appointments and took care of her. And she's still living there today. Thank God. As far as I know. Hallelujah. I know she is. Thank God. You're not going to move out of a free house for sure if you ain't got nothing. I'm going to tell you something. She lived for God
and paid those pennies in the offering and paid those few dollars in the tithe plate. Amen. But God saw fit. Amen. But I want to tell you something far better than that. Amen. She's got a mansion on a hilltop over in glory land. Hallelujah. Amen. I said it far outshines the sun. Glory to God. I'm talking about testify tonight. Amen. I've heard testimonies. I want you to know. Amen. I've got my own testimony now. I've got my own testimonies now. God's been good to me. God has answered so many prayers. God has picked me up when I was down. God has lifted my head when it hung low. Amen. God has encouraged me when I didn't feel like praising Him. Amen. God's gave me a word when I didn't know if there was any word. Amen. God's given me strength when I sure didn't need strength. And I don't know what's wrong with me tonight, but I sure am a spitting a lot. Some of y'all in the front row might want to move back. Amen. But I'm preaching tonight on somebody ought to testify. Does anybody have a testimony? Amen. To bring glory to God. Hallelujah. It might just be. Amen. I want you to know God has brought me through. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now we believe not for your word only. Amen. But we've experienced ourselves. I remember a man and divorced, going through divorce, 30 some years married. I went by his family's house, just knocked on the door, didn't know nothing. Brother Curtis, who am I, knocked on the door? Oh, Brother Sam, I'm glad you're here. Called his name, said he's in here. He was sitting on the floor, bawling and crying. Grown man, I can't take it. I can't do it. I can't go through this. There's no way. I might as well just end it all. Now, I don't know what we said. We didn't have no great miracle there. Amen. But he came to church and God pulled him through. Hallelujah. Somebody said God will pull you through a knothole if you can stand the pull. Hallelujah. God pulled him through. But I'll never forget. We were sitting over in that gym and a man who had been married for 30 some years. Amen. Hallelujah. Tough man. Been in the military. Served in the military. Retired in the military. His wife left him. Amen. Divorced him. Found him. Amen. You know, went wild with another man. I'll never forget. He's sitting there weeping, saying, there's no way. There's no way. I can't take it. I remember I went and got that other brother. I said, sit down right here. Amen. He's saying he can't take it. There's no way. And I'll never forget it as long as I live. He looked across that white table over there in that gym. And he said, brother, if I made it, you can make it. Glory to God. I'm talking about a testimony. I'm talking about a testify. Tonight. Amen. The Bible said in Psalm 66:16, come and hear, all ye that fear God, I will declare what he hath done for my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to testify. Has God been good to you? It's so important to tell it. You can't hide it. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't put that candle under a bushel. Amen. But put it up on a candlestick. It'll give light to all that are in the house. Hallelujah. Isaiah 63:7. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us and the great goodness toward the house of Israel which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. Kindness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about when God helps you and you got to tell somebody. It might be a neighbor, it might be a co-worker, or it might be somebody at the house of God. Jeremiah 29, then I said, I will not mention of him nor speak any more in his name, but his word. Woo! Hallelujah. His word, amen, was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing. In other words, I was tired of being quiet and I could not stay. I had to tell it. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody ought to testify. Jeremiah said, I'm never going to tell it again. I'm not never going to say nothing about it again. I'm just going to be quiet. Nobody wants to hear it. You know, hallelujah. Amen. You'll be surprised at the times. Amen. That the preacher will leave the pulpit and say, well, I might as well just quit. But I'm going to tell you something. When you got that fire. Woo! When you got that fire down in your heart, it's like fire in your bones. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I couldn't be quiet. I couldn't. Somebody ought to testify. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Malachi 3:16. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. And the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and thought upon his name. Hallelujah. I love to read those stories. I love to hear about them. Thank God. Matter of fact, I'm reading a story right now that I probably shouldn't be reading. It's an old missionary, Pentecostal missionary in Africa. Amen. And I probably shouldn't be reading it because I'll be wanting to go again. Amen. Telling about the goodness of God and the mercies of God. Hallelujah. The Bible said they spoke often one to another, and a book was written before him that feared the Lord. Hallelujah. Book of remembrance was written. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, some of y'all know this. Amen. But Sister Savage up there, amen, In Virginia, amen, she would write books, amen, and have different preachers put a little chapter in there, you know, compile them together, amen, and she called me one day and said, I want you to write a chapter, amen, for this book. Praise God. I thought, man, I don't know way I can. I'm telling you what the Lord laid on my heart. Said, write about this church. Write about what God's did for this church. Amen. Write about the goodness of God for this church. Amen. So I'm going to tell you, it's already in print. How God moved for us. And how God has blessed us. I don't know how long ink will last. Amen. I don't know how many years it'll last. I don't know if anybody will even buy it and read it. Amen. But it's in ink. Amen. About the goodness of God, souls being saved and God moving. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The apostle said in Acts 4:20, we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. And in 2 Corinthians 4:13, we having the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Glory to God. Does anybody? Hallelujah. Have a testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Does anybody have a testimony? The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed out of the hand of the enemy. Don't be ashamed. I said, don't be ashamed. Glory to God. I was down there at East Texas Lumber. Amen. As a man behind the counter, and somehow I wasn't dressed, you know, in church clothes or nothing. The man walked in and said, hey, preacher. Something like that. I said, hey, and I was working. He said, and the man behind the counter said, oh, you're a preacher. I said, yes, sir. He said, I used to be a preacher, and I wasn't trying to be smart or nothing. I just spit it out. I said, what do you mean used to be? The Bible said the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. He said, you must be Pentecostal. I said, why you say that? He said, because Pentecostals have a scripture for everything. Woo! I said, thank you. Hallelujah. I hope we do have a scripture for everything. Amen. But I'm talking about testifying. Y'all heard the story of Jack Coe? Amen. God used him for many, many years and preached and pastored in Dallas. Amen. God used him across this country. Died young, but anyways. Amen. He got saved in that old time Holy Ghost meeting. Thank God. Him and his mom was down there at the grocery store. I think it was that night or the next day he got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said, I was trying to be quiet. Hallelujah. Thank God. He said they had been down there at the old tent revival, sister. Said he looked over and there was a can of Campbell's tomato soup. He said, Mom, look at this tomato soup. Said, man, this reminds
reminds me of the blood of Jesus. He said that was it. We were shouting all over that store. Amen. I hollered and woo. Said my mom was speaking in tongues. He said, I finally got a hold of myself. Amen. I'm talking about he was a character. Amen. When he got saved, he jumped up and said, hot dog, I got it. Hallelujah. Amen. The night he got saved. Praise God. But he said, he come to and he said he is right there in front of the meat counter. He said the old butcher was standing there looking at him. Amen. And he said, amen, you can find it out. You can read it. Amen. You can look it up online, his testimony. He said, that old butcher said, y'all been down there at that Holy Ghost meeting, hadn't you? He said, that's where my wife's been going. And said he turned around. He said, we got together and got out the store. He said, the next night at the Holy Ghost meeting, when the preacher gave, hallelujah, the invitation, he said, I looked up and there was the old butcher walking down the aisle. Whoa! Gave his heart to God and came up shouting, I'm talking about somebody ought to testify.
The world needs Jesus. Do they want the Jesus I've got? Walking around so depressed and down and out. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God that He gave us a smile. We go through times of testing. Amen. I'm not here to talk about that. Amen. Like Sister Honey losing her husband. Brother John, you know, we go through times like that. And Brother Curtis, like you said right there, it's full of sorrow. Woo! Hallelujah. But God always has a rainbow. Thank you, Jesus. That'll go from one end to the other. Hallelujah. I'm talking about somebody ought to testify. Woo! Hallelujah. Somebody ought to testify. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, God's been good to me. God has helped me. Amen. I don't have a sad song to sing. I can sing a sad song. I can write a sad song. Amen. Oh, God help us. Amen. I know they're writing them every day. Amen. They're letting their tear fall in their beer. Amen. And amen. I almost said man. Their old girlfriend's always, old Susie Brown, is always walking out on them. You know, I know the world's got all these sad, tear-jerking songs. Amen. But we're children of God, church. Amen. We're saved and blood-bought. Amen. We've got the joy of the Lord, and it is our strength. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God. And that's my testimony. Thank you, Jesus. I was saved at an old-fashioned altar. Woo! I said I was born again. Amen. Something happened. Amen. That I cannot explain. Praise God. The Lord saved me. The Lord blessed me with a family. The Lord blessed me with a wife. The Lord blessed me with 5 children. Amen. Like the brother said tonight, get up. Amen. Hallelujah. Healthy. Thank God. I thank God for my children that are healthy. I thank God for my children. Glory to God. That are healthy and serve God. Thank you, Jesus. And in the right mind, the best we can tell. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! There's a roof up above me. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I wish somebody tonight would just step out and walk around just a little while. Amen. That's your testimony. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm done preaching tonight. Amen. And I want to thank God for His goodness too. I want to thank you, Jesus. Thank you for health.